Yeah, it sounds like you've been really pushed, and it's good. And who should we give our hardest project to? Ksenia.
Pretty
It's good that you've got that reputation.
much.
Now, what do you think is your favorite type of project to work on?
So obviously all my projects, I love them equally. But I do love the challenges. So I love the challenge of working out a new workflow for how to do something unusual in Revit, which is quite a solitary puzzle solving exercise. I think it goes back to my Lego playing days. But I think I'd go crazy if I did that all day, every day. The other side of projects that I really enjoy is talking to people. So showing them a new workflow that I've come up with, talking it through with them later, and probably being told that some things don't work or need to be different, iterating and finding solutions. And then at the end of it, I get feedback from the team and they say, wow, this is so much easier. Thank you. That's the best feeling in the world.
You mentioned some challenges. What is the most challenging thing about your job?
Well, it's definitely people. They're the biggest challenge, but also the biggest opportunity. So you know how David Philp keeps saying that BIM is all about people, process, and technology, and in that order. But I think those of us who love technology tend to focus on technology, and eventually we look at the process, and people usually get left by the wayside. So giving people new computers with fancy software only engages the people who are excited by technology, but for 99% of the people, it makes no difference. So the process of engaging with those people is much more involved, as we can't just send them an email saying, this is how we do things now. They need to be listened to, their individual concerns need to be addressed, they need to be given examples of new features and workflows they are interested in. And that starts off a long, slow process of changing the culture. And the technology to enable BIM has been there for quite a long time, and the trick now is to get everybody on board, and there's no fast way of doing it.
So people are a big challenge, but there are certain people that you do like, and those are people who support women in BIM. And I know you're a big advocate. And when we met at Digital Construction Week, you said, it's psychologically, it's made it nicer to be in the industry, knowing that there's, a lot of other people around you who are similar to you, obviously similar in gender, but also people who are championing women in BIM as well, and realizing that it should be a level playing field. Now, despite having more female role models as of late, there's still some ground that needs to be made up, isn't there?
So women in BIM is really important as it provides a place where you can, as a woman, you can feel like you belong, and it provides a support group where you can talk without any subconscious biases hanging over your soul, and that's very liberating. I think it's also important for getting young people into the industry, and a bit more specifically, it's important for them to see that they could have access to mentors who are like them. So for boys, that's quite easy, but for girls and people of different backgrounds, it's quite a bit harder. Having a group you can identify with means that you can go from, could I really do that? Is that for me? And instead of a sinking feeling of no, you get a positive feeling of, yes, look at these people who are like me and they do the thing I want to be doing. And it just makes it a much nicer, easier process. And I think the next step really is to get more women colleagues. So usually there's at most one woman in the room and conversations about BIM happen. And I'm sure that the powers of the be are really proud and think they have a diverse team when they have one exception. But it's not enough. There's lots of research that says you need at least a third of your team to be different for the benefits of diversity to actually kick in. So we've got quite a way to go before that happens.
A little bit of way to go, but it's definitely on the up and it's definitely on the right track. We're going to go to a different track now, Ksenia, because we've enjoyed learning about you professionally. We're going to get to know you a little bit personally as well, because as always in crunch time, we've got 2 minutes of quick fire questions to get to know you and have a little bit of fun. So I've got my timer ready, and if you are ready, we will dive into these questions.
Let's go for it.
Let's go. It's crunch time. Ksenia, what is your claim to fame?
Well, now it's obviously being featured on Crunch Time, but
Yes.
previously meeting and talking to Marcelo of Revit Cal fame and general Revit and Dynamo wizard, he even accepted my LinkedIn request, which was the highlight of my Autodesk University 2013 experience.
Nice. Who is your idol and why? Might be the person who accepted your LinkedIn request.
Probably Marcelo. He does the most amazing sessions, and he's so entertaining to watch, and yeah, he's just amazing. I wish I was Marcelo.
There you go, you heard it here first, Marcelo. What is your favorite movie of all time?
Thing is, I don't actually watch movies. I do read lots of books though, so I have quite
Cool
a lot
catch.
of favorite authors in the self-improvement genre. So there's Tara Moore, Amy Cuddy, Gretchen Rubin, Tim Ferriss, Ramit Sethi, etc. I think quite a few of them have had TED Talks on their topics, and they also have lots of books. And I flick through these on a regular basis when the BIM problems get a bit too intense. And I think it's really helpful to see others from very different backgrounds coming across similar issues to what I get and what we as an industry get. And I can learn from their knowledge instead of learning some quite hard lessons for myself.
Nice mantra there. Where in the world is your ideal holiday destination?
So in the real world, I enjoy beach holidays for relaxing and getting some much needed vitamin D, or city breaks for exploring new spaces. However, my dream holiday as a child of the Soviet Union would be going to space. My
Yes.
favorite TV characters growing up were cosmonauts, and now there's loads of people on Twitter, well, not loads, a few people on Twitter who are like in space, and that's really cool, and I want to go even more. But I'd be the worst. I get car sick all the time and barely survive a roller coaster, so maybe not.
Now, finally, we've literally just got time for one more question. And my question I'm going to ask you is, the time's just about to go off, though. There we go. But I've started it, so I can finish it. If you could have an endless supply of any food, what would you choose to receive?
Sushi. I love sushi, and if I could get away with it, I'd eat it every day. I think Rob Jackson from Bond Bryan went to a Bentley conference in Japan, and he tweeted photos of the breakfast, which was just sushi platters, and it looked amazing. Rob did say that he got sick of eating it for every meal, though, so maybe there is a sad end to the story of endless sushi supply. But I'd be willing to take the risk.
There we go. Yes, you don't know until you've tried. And Ksenia, that's been a fantastic interview. We've learned so much about you. You've really got a good home at WSPPB. Before you go, though, if people want to connect with you online, where can they find you on the World Wide Web?
So finding me is quite easy because I've got an unusual name, so you're probably better off copying and pasting this into Google. I am on LinkedIn and I'm also on Twitter at KZHITOMI, which is my truncated surname because the whole thing's a bit long for Twitter. And I'm on there quite regularly, so if people want to get in touch, then that's where I am.
Brilliant. Well, Ksenia, thank you very much for your time today. And BIM Crunch listeners, if you enjoyed this interview, there'll be another one coming up very shortly on the site. So until then, stay tuned.